Manhattan Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here in studio, we have USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Jardine Coleman. I'm Brady Bowman. Again, if you have any phone calls, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. We're talking in the first segment about tonight's Board of Education meeting agenda. Again, that'll be at 2031 Points Avenue in Manhattan. Work session starting at 5:15, talking about some more facility issues, and a budget hearing at 6:20, and then your regular business meeting at 6:30. Again, these are open to the public. And we talked a little bit about the bond issue is going to be a big part of the discussion, and we'll be talking about that probably all summer, especially when we're talking about how the state yes. plays into that and the approval you'll need there. But we do got some things to talk about as far as for the school district when it comes to the summer. And everybody thinks nothing goes on for school districts in the summer, but there's still plenty going on.
Yeah, we don't stop in the summer. So I'm learning. So one thing we want everyone to be aware of is that our STEM classes for grades 5 through 8 are happening at K-State in partnership with the College of Education. So hopefully everybody who was interested was able to get signed up for that. We also have extended school year opportunities, kindergarten camp, and then also Flint Hill Summer Fun Camp this summer. We'll be doing summer meals, breakfast, and lunch. And I also saw yesterday the mayor does like a Facebook minute with the mayor, and she highlighted our school lunch and breakfast program over the summer on her minute with the mayor. So that was really neat.
Do you want to tell them what schools? Because not all the buildings offer summer feeding.
So the buildings that are going to be providing meals are Bluemont, Lee, Northview, Ogden, Theodore Roosevelt, Anthony Middle School, and MHS East Campus will be doing lunch only. And anyone ages 1 to 18 is able to go and eat for free through the month of June. Through June and July, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no paperwork. You just show up and you get some food. So we hope that people can take advantage of that this summer.
It's a great program.
Absolutely.
You know, looking at some other things on looking at the agenda for tonight, that's going to be a cool moment is that presentation for a National Coach of the Year ring for Robert Gonzalez. That'll be a cool thing.
That'll be fun. You know, we recognized Coach earlier when he got that, when he got named to that award, and tonight we'll have a ring ceremony for him. I believe we had some distinguished visitors coming to award that to him, so we're pretty excited about that. But we're also excited our MHS boys returned from Wichita as the 6A team state champions, and we had a lot of great performances then, and we're going to recognize the track team tonight, as well as Latoya Mothershed, who is the Kansas and Regional Head Start Association Family Leader of the Year. So she's going to be considered on a large basis for a very large award. So we're really proud of her and her work at Head Start. Thank you, Latoya, so much. And she's going to be there tonight, and we'll get to recognize her too. That'll be pretty cool.
A lot of good recognitions there.
Yep. And I'm going to throw on some more things about the summer. We also have summer libraries open for students to check out at Bluemont, Bergman, Lee, Northview, Ogden, Teddy Roosevelt. And then tomorrow evening, Manhattan Public Library from 6:30 to 7:30, we're getting a new reading curriculum for our kindergarten through fifth grade students. And if you want a preview of what your students are going to see in there, come to the library tomorrow evening and we'll have a little preview of what's going on. And a few dates around the corner is online registration is going to open July 16th. So for everybody that needs to register and online, an online fee payment will be ready to go July 16th this year. Central enrollment, July 27th. It'll be here before we know it, Brady.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say the same thing.
And she put back, Michelle, you put back to school night on August 14th and first day of school August 15th. It might be a little early for that one, but I'll go ahead and announce it because you put it in there.
Mark your calendars.
You do what Michelle does, but it almost makes me cry because it's going to be here before we know it. We got to get ready.
Yeah, if we had some students listening right now, they just covered their ears real quick. If we had some parents probably going like, yes.
Yeah, the countdown.
Bring it
Come
back.
On August. Come on August.
Any donations to go over?
I'll see if I can find them.
I think we had a lot from what I remember.
Yeah, we did.
About $73,000 worth of donations, if I remember right.
a big chunk of change.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and from the foundation to private donations from local businesses. I know we had a lot of fantastic people giving.
Here we go. We'll go through $3,250 from Marlat PTO for a concrete sandbox for their playground. $4,600 cash donation from Woodrow Wilson PTO for iPads. A $3,000 cash donation from the Manhattan High School Performing Arts Support Group to support the drama, band, choir, and orchestra supplies. $31,500 cash donation from Manhattan High School Booster Club for the athletic and activity purchases, and they usually do that once a year, and we really appreciate their help. $12,000 cash grant from Raising Rally for College Hill Preschool for student fees, and $9,400 cash donation from Marlat PTO to purchase shade canopies for the playground, $1,900 cash donation from the Theodore Roosevelt PTO for elementary field trips, a $500 cash donation from Alliance Realty for Amanda Arnold for classroom use, $500 cash donation from Alliance Realty to Bluemont Elementary for class use, $2,500 cash donation from the Manhattan Ogden Public Foundation, a Compton Family Endowment for music at Manhattan High School for music studio recording equipment. That'll be cool. They'll do some neat things with that. And $1,500 of athletic duffel bags from Tyler Downing Memorial Fund, Eisenhower Middle School, for the boys and girls basketball. And $1,900 cash donation from Ogden Elementary PTO for teacher supplies and class field trips. And a $500 cash donation from Bonnie Rush to Manhattan High School to support track and field program, totaling $73,334.74. I am amazed by our community over and over again. We can't thank you guys enough for everything you allow us to do.
Every time we have you guys on, you're reading those donations, it's always impressive like that. That one especially, that's probably one of the bigger ones, I think.
Yeah, you throw the Booster Club one in there. The Booster Club throws that one off. But, I mean, even without the Booster Club, we're over 40,000. And we do this twice a month. The generosity and the kindness of our people in our district is amazing.
Brady Bowman here with USD Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, who you just heard speaking. Also got board member Jardine Coleman in the studio with us. Just got about a minute maybe left before we go and get to Dr. Robert Smith, Fort Riley Historical Museum, in the studio. But maybe just a quick recap on graduation that wasn't too long ago. It seemed like it was a great ceremony as always.
It was incredible. So this is my first graduation ceremony as a board member, and just seeing all the parents and just the pride that was there, and then the students, as you're shaking their hand and handing them their diploma, almost like a sense of relief.
That's what the parents are sensing too.
yeah but just really just being so happy that they made it there, and watching the kids throw their hats up at the end is always fun. It's an incredible view from the stage to see just how many incredible scholars we have, to see all the kids in honor cords. I mean, there's so many kids who have gone above and beyond just the typical graduation requirements, to just be incredible contributing members to this society. So I'm looking forward to see what they do.
And to have it in Bramlage, it's always cool.
A
great venue for it to
absolutely
be held.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well, till next time, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brady.
Thank you.
USD 383 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and board member Jardine Coleman. On the other side, we'll have Dr. Robert Smith of Fort Riley in studio here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.